tell me a little bit about what led you to taking on the CEO role at Renfrew Victoria Hospital. Do you have a medical background at all?
So I trained to become a registered nurse quite a few years ago now, and that was because of my love of working with children. And early on in my nursing career, I was fortunate to get a taste of administration and really fell in love with it. So I went back to school to study health administration, and shortly after graduation, I was hired at Renfrew Victoria Hospital. And I have essentially spent much of my career at RVH, taking on increasingly responsible roles at the hospital. And that is some of how I arrived at where I am now, working as the CEO.
Okay. And I mean, you're new to the roles, and I'm just kind of curious what it's been like to, you know, take over the reins in such a hectic time for public health care.
It has been an absolutely wonderful time since taking over the role. I would say that there was a period of about a year where the hospital, the board, and everyone in the hospital knew that I was going to be taking over the role. So during that year, I had a lot of time to be mentored by the previous CEO, Randy Penny, as well as to be exposed to aspects of the role that I wasn't familiar with, although I had worked here for nearly 30 years. So now, having said all of that, certainly nobody had predicted that we were going to be in the midst of a worldwide pandemic when I stepped into these shoes. I would say it's been really challenging to take on the role during this period of time, but I would also say that I have had the support of a wonderful team, including the board, the management group, the physicians, and the staff, and that has what has made it tenable during the last 12 or so months.
And I'm kind of curious, just because, like, of course, we hear a lot about how, you know, women are kind of few and far between when it comes to, you know, very senior roles in huge organizations. So I'm kind of just curious, like, what would you say to those women who want, you know, that top spot as well, who have those kinds of ambitions, or, you know, any other, whether in healthcare or any other field?
I guess the advice that I would give to a younger generation of women would be to take every opportunity that's handed to you, to never be afraid to ask questions. There are formal and informal leaders from whom we can all learn so much. So it's really important to always actively listen to whatever they have to offer to you. And it's also really important to take time for yourself. I really encourage education. It's one of the principles that I truly believe in. So important that we also obtain the education that we need and to continue to educate ourselves all throughout our career. And lastly, I've just had such a wonderful opportunity here at RVH whereby I have had a leader who has always believed in me, and I've had a team that's always supported me. And so I guess the workplace that you work in, it's really important what the culture is in that workplace in order to help you spread your wings and accomplish everything that you can accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've definitely experienced that in my own career for sure. It's who's behind you and who's going to lift you up. Yeah, awesome. And so what are you most proud of?
Wow, what am I most proud of? That's a tough question.
Yeah.
So, I am so proud of so many things, but mostly I'm just proud of really the whole organization and what it means to the community of Renfrew and the surrounding townships. I started working at RVH back in 1991, and when I look back on the size of the hospital at that time, the budget that we had, the number of staff that we had, and probably most importantly, the programs and services that we were offering to patients, I'm just so proud of the growth that our whole team has been able to accomplish during the last 30 years, because through that growth, we have been able to bring programs and services to patients who need them and bring them closer to home. And that's really what healthcare is all about. And I'm also proud of the quality of the healthcare that we're providing at RVH. We have some terrific regional partners as well, the Ottawa Hospital, the Children's Hospital, Public Health, as we've seen through this last year, and so many others. And it's through our partnerships with those, you know, other organizations that we're able to offer top-notch services here for the residents that need them.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for being one of our women of influence, Julia. I so appreciate you sharing our story with us.
Thank you, Myrna. Look forward to hearing it.